Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Well, I'll tell you, I think I say this almost every day when I come on the show. It's a great life if you don't weaken. So now, listen, for those of you who'd like to call in, 877-254-7524 is the magic number to get on the show, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to contact me and shoot an email my way, please do so. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. There's a lot of great info on my website, and there's a tab on there entitled Dark Future UN Agenda 21, and I've got links there to all kinds of information related to UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. So please go there, check it out, go to some of the websites. You really need to get up to speed on this, because this truly is an assault on your freedom and liberty, whether you are aware of it or not, and most people are not. And that's the reason why I bring on most of the guests that I do. 99% of them have been talking about sustainable development. You really need to get up to speed with it. Believe me, you're not going to like the end game once you realize what it is that they are up to. Now, the number again, 877-254-7524. And if you would like to advertise on this radio show or sponsor the show, get in touch with me. There's a contact button on my website. And I will hook you up with the people at the station who can make advertisement happen for you. And listen, I like to redistribute the truth. So if you're a fan of the truth as I am, then get in touch with me and we will hook you up. So please do so. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. You know, I was reading something about some young kid. I guess he was about 18 years old. He dressed up as a cow and went into some store and stole 26 gallons of milk in his cow outfit. He grabbed the milk, threw it in a cart, and he walked out. He rolled out the door with the milk, and then he began to give it away. And when they went after him, he started to skip away. Now, you gotta love the exuberance of youth, right? He doesn't run, because I think he was kind of playing Robin Hood a little bit, but he decided to skip away. So you kind of gotta appreciate the humor of this young kid, even though I certainly think that, you know, obviously he has no right to steal another person's property. But he was a humorous thief. But, you know, you can just picture this cow. Someone dressed as a cow coming in and walking off with the milk, can't you? I'll tell you. And then the ding-dong skipping away, it's kind of funny. You know, all of us have been following the whole birth certificate issue, and I have right from the get-go. And, of course, you know, any time they say you're a birther, a truther, a tea partier, or any words that they come up with, these kind of terms with ER on the end, you know, it's always meant to be a derogatory statement and a slam against the people who question things. And you know what, honestly, I'm not sure why they decided that they wanted to release this birth certificate now when they did. I mean, why now? And why wouldn't someone running for the office of the President of the United States, why wouldn't they feel it was necessary to reveal the certificate, give us a copy of the certificate right from the get-go? Why would you spend millions of dollars to prevent people from seeing and having access to the long form of the birth certificate? I mean, whether you believe Barack Obama is a natural-born citizen, as the Constitution of the United States demands and dictates, or whether you believe he was born in Kenya, Don't you think that anybody running for office has an obligation to the people of the United States, whom they will be working for, to follow the tenets of the Constitution and produce documentation when it is requested? Why would you spend that kind of money? I'm just curious, because, you know, if he's all, you know, Barack Obama loves to redistribute the wealth, and he claims he's always for, you know, the little guy, and it's the rich, wealthy people, the evil, wealthy capitalists that are destroying everything as far as Barack Obama's concerned. So why wouldn't he have spent that couple of million dollars helping out some of the poor people if he's so concerned with the poor people and their lot in life? It's a good question, isn't it? Don't you wonder about that? I mean, really, why would you blow a couple of million dollars that you could spend buying a lot of milk and cereal for people, couldn't you? You could do a lot with $2 million. I mean, I realize right now inflation is going through the roof because of the monetary policies of this Federal Reserve Board, this group of bankster gangsters, this private corporation. But that aside, $2 million would buy, you know, a lot of pairs of socks. It would buy a lot of sneakers. You know, it would do a lot of good. So why wouldn't you spend that money on that if you really were this altruistic, benevolent person, as you claim that you are? Listen, the number for today's show, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. You know, I read one other thing I wanted to comment about, too, this birth certificate. You know, I was thinking, I didn't look it up, and I really should have looked up the name of some of the famous art forgers that are out there. You know, the people capable of recreating a masterpiece such as a Rembrandt or a Monet. I'm just wondering if they kind of ran across a good forgery here or there with the BO's birth certificate. I don't know, just saying, just throwing it out there, a little food for thought. You know, where are the old-fashioned art forgers when you need one, huh? I bet you there's somebody out there who's capable of creating a perfect replica of a birth certificate for the BO. But, hey, just saying, you know, that's all, just saying. Now, I read something else today, too, and, of course, this is certainly a sign of where this economy is at when Walmart claims that their shoppers are running out of money. And Walmart has seen a decrease in their sales for the last 7 quarters. So the last 7 quarters, what would that take us back to probably like the summer of 2009, I guess? And they're seeing their sales decrease. Things are not good. So, hey, we got to go to break. We'll talk about how bad things are. When we come back, this is Maggie. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. Hang in there, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Kath every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us. us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And if you want to call into the show today and give me your solicited opinion, please do so. The number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524 is the number. And I wanted to mention, I don't have a guest lined up today, so I thought I would just spend the hour giving you my unsolicited opinion. So that's the game plan today, kids. That's what we're going to be talking about. It's just the stuff going on around the world that is just so outrageous, and there is so much of that stuff, that's for sure. So anyway, I wanted to talk about, you know, Bernanke, the head of the Federal Reserve. Of course, they have this whole quantitative easing, too, that will be about running dry, I guess, sometime in June. And from what I've read, they don't plan on dumping a little bit more money into the trough. I guess they plan on seeing where this goes. Well, we can already see where things are going. And I don't see where there's going to be a whole lot of improvement on the horizon. But, you know, I don't think this government plans on doing anything other than what they have been doing. I guess if they wanted to do something, they'd be doing it, wouldn't they? But prices are skyrocketing. You know, Walmart says quarters are off and people are running out of money. And let's face it, I mean, Walmart has been a store that people who have low income and, you know, anybody really goes there to shop, but the majority of people looking for the best deal possible, a lot of shoppers who go to Walmart are people with limited income for whatever reason, you know, fixed income, you know, minimum wage jobs, whatever their monetary status is. But let's face it, when Walmart is on the ropes, that's not a good sign for what's happening in this country, is it? So I read something today, and I thought it was kind of interesting, that in Boston, the Democrats leading the march in Boston voted to strip unions, like public employee unions, municipal employees, police, teachers, so on and so forth, voted to strip them of their right to bargain, collectively bargain over health care, which, of course, they anticipate will save townships and municipalities millions of dollars, which, of course, we know that it will. And so I think it's rather interesting, because for those of you who realize that Massachusetts is certainly a hotbed of Democratic liberal activity, and I don't know, Boston beans, that's probably one of the good things out of Boston, I guess. But I kind of think it's interesting. Are the Democrats waking up? Of course, for those of you who've listened to my show for any length of time, realize that I don't see much difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, because if there was, we wouldn't be where we are today. If there was truly a definable, discernible difference between those two parties, we would not be where we are today. We would be in a much better spot. But, you know, I think they're just actors on a stage, and John Q. Public is the audience in that play, and we're observing them manipulate things and fool us to achieve their end game of objectives. And of course, for those of you who know, I have been hammering or beating the drum against UN Agenda 21 sustainable development, and I think that the Dems and the GOP are just their players on a stage, and we are watching them act out this whole UN Agenda 21 sustainable development agenda. But it's interesting to see the Democrats, who, of course, you know, the biggest contributors to the Democratic Party have been all of the labor unions all across the country, not just in Massachusetts, but across the board, the labor unions. Of course, they vote for the Democrats because, of course, Democrats, you know, the whole hustle has been that the Democrats are more concerned with the little guy than, of course, the GOP, which, of course, they've always claimed that the GOP is more concerned with the wealthy people. And, you know, we know that's not true. I mean, most people, I think, get it. they realize that that's not the truth. But it's just a game of charades that are played to dupe the unsuspecting American public, and many of us fall prey to their hustle. It's so evident. I mean, it's so easy to get sucked into that, though, isn't it? Isn't it so easy to watch what they're saying on the mainstream media and the stuff that comes out of their mouths and the things that they place emphasis on? And isn't it so easy to get sucked into all of that? It's very difficult to remove yourself from this game that's being played and to really step back and get out of this whole left-right Dem GOP dialectic, rich-poor black-white dialectic. It's very hard to step out of that and really take a look at how they are hustling all of us, and they are really doing a very good job at it. You know, FDR, when he was president, even he and FDR, wasn't he like the grand poobah of leftist ideology? Wasn't he like the king of the Democrats? And even he realized that you couldn't have public sector unions in the government. You couldn't have that because the taxpayer pocket was endless, and so all the politicians needed to do to get themselves reelected or elected was to offer more goodies to the unions, who would then dump their union dues into the troughs of these politicians so that they could get reelected, because the taxpayer's pocket is bottomless, isn't it? So, I mean, even FDR realized that it wasn't a good thing. But, hey, just because you can't let facts get in the way of things here. You know what I mean? We don't want facts to get in the way. Listen, if you want to call into the show, give me your comments, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. I was reading something else, and it's about General Electric, and I guess they had their best profit in decades, and a decade. And of course, we know GE didn't pay any taxes, along with a lot of the other multinational corporations who, of course, they don't have to pay any taxes. You and I have to pay taxes, of course, but they don't have to pay any taxes. And don't you wonder why that is? I mean, think about it. Why is it that they aren't having to pay any taxes? Of course, we know the tax code's written. A lot of lobbyists out there lobbying for different groups so that the tax code is written to benefit them. You got to love that corruption that goes on. Instead of just having something that applied equally to all, there, of course, are those who are exempted from it. And what do they say now? Almost 50% or 50% of the American populace don't pay any income tax. Now, we know that everybody has to pay the tax on, you know, whatever it might be, clothing, food, gasoline tax, utility taxes, on and on and on. They have tax upon tax. But the big one, 50% of the people are not subject to it. So now, what does that do if you were thinking about who to vote for? Would you vote for somebody who said that they were going to raise your taxes? Or would you vote for the schmuck who said, no, we're not going to raise your taxes. We're going to take more money from those evil rich people, and we're going to put it in your pocket, because those rich people are just greedy and selfish. And they're just abusing you, and they're taking advantage of you. And how dare those rich people, most of them having worked for what they have, how dare those hard-working, 20-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week entrepreneurs who started their own company and worked from the ground floor up, how dare all those rich people have something you don't have? Because you, of course, don't want to do what they were willing to do. You know, but we don't want the facts to get in the way of a good rich versus poor hustle, do we? And, of course, who's the best hustler out there? Now, if we were to give out awards for hustlers in this country, I think that the best hustler out there would be the B.O. himself. I truly do. I think he is so adept at hustling people and dividing people. He is the great divider, don't you think? I mean, he is hustling the rich versus the poor every day. I mean, he loves to bang the drum on that, doesn't he? I can hear that drum beating all the time everywhere I go. Evil rich people, taken from you, taken out of the mouth of babes, stealing your opportunities right out from under you. He's a great divider. Why do you think he does that? How about the old adage, divide and conquer? Don't you think? Divide and conquer. That seems to me that's the strategy that's being utilized. So, speaking about hustling, you know, I comment periodically on the race hustlers out there, and there are so many of them who are just so good at hustling race because, you know, there's a lot of money to be made. The Southern Poverty Law Center is sitting about on about $200 million, and I think they've got it in the Cayman Islands or something like that. And the latest hustler to get into the race hustling game is the PBS host Tavis Smiley, who said that the 2012 election was going to be the most racist election ever. Now, isn't that an interesting thing, really? Don't you know, you just got to love these race hustlers because they don't lack for trying now, do they? I mean, really, think about it. Never lack for, you got to give them the big E for effort. That's what I think. You got to give the race hustlers, instead of an R on their chest, we ought to give them an E. E for effort. Because they do such a great job at claiming that if you were opposed to B.O., it has to be because he happens to be black. Doesn't have to, it has, can't, it possibly, can't possibly have anything to do with the fact that you disagree with B.O.'s policies or the positions he's taken. No, that can't be it. It's gotta be because of race, right? I mean, isn't that it? I mean, I know that, you know, the reason why B.O. got elected was because he got a majority of the white votes, and that's what put him over the top, those racist white people who voted for him. But we don't want to end the race hustle because we can make so much money off of it, and we can gain so much notoriety by hustling it, too, can't we? And then because it works so adeptly at silencing people because, oh, they're so afraid, white people are so afraid of being called racists in this country that they won't continue to say what it was they wanted to say because they don't want to be accused of being a racist. You know, that little R word, the big R word, the scarlet letter R, the racist, the evil white people are racist. They can't have any legitimate positions in opposition to policies. No, we can't have that. It's all got to be race. You know, I got to tell you, I am so sick of this whole race hustle. I really am. And I know that all of the white Americans out there are tired of the race hustle as well. I can guarantee you that that is a fact. Except for the ones who, you know, have this, they're still on a guilt trip for sins committed by people who have long since died, and they feel it's necessary to continue to grovel for something they never did. But the majority of white people, I think they're long past this whole race hustle mantra that goes on out there, and they're a little tired of it. And I can tell you personally, from my own perspective, I'm tired of it because it doesn't matter what it is you say, you are accused of being a racist because they want to shut you up. And I think the American people need to stand up and they need to shout a little louder. That's what I think. See, I think the way you combat a race hustler is you get right in their face and you nail them with the facts. See, they can't stand the facts because the facts are based on truth and the facts just are. And when you argue with people and you give them facts, they don't know what to do, so they call you a racist or they call you a hater. Because they think that that's going to shut you up because then you're going to be knocked off your game and you're going to say, oh, well, now I got to defend myself against the accusation of racism. But I have black friends. I have Hispanic friends. I'm not a racist. Please, call me anything, but don't call me a racist. And see, these race hustlers know that. That's why I'm giving all the white people in this country permission to just speak about what it is they want to speak about and not be afraid of being called a racist, because the truth will set you free. And the issues today that plague this country have nothing to do with racism. They have to do with right versus wrong. That's what's going on in this country. This is the argument of right versus wrong, not black versus white or white versus black. This is right versus wrong. And that's what the people in this country need to focus on. They need to get standing up and fighting right versus wrong. This is Maggie. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and I will be right back in a couple of minutes.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. And if you want to call into the show today, 877-254-7524 is the number. And I say this every day, I am always looking for sponsors and advertisers. So if you'd like to advertise on a show that redistributes the truth, then please get in contact with me and I will hook you up with the people at the station who can make that happen for you. So get in contact with me through my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and hit the contact button and send me an email. Now, I was talking about the race hustlers before we went to break, and I wanted to mention a couple other things related to that, because I really think, you know, this is an issue. You know, when Eric Holder talks about, we're a nation of cowards and people are afraid to talk about race, you know what, he's right. But who creates that fear other than the race hustlers themselves? They create that fear, and their goal is to silence their opposition. And people aren't opposed to them because of race. People are opposed to them because of positions. But, you know, many of you probably had seen the video of a woman in a McDonald's in Baltimore. This was, I believe it was last Friday. She was beaten up by two black women. One was age 14 and one was 18 years old. and they were beating this woman unmercifully, and not that there's any mercy in beating someone, there isn't at all, but they were beating this woman up to the point where the woman had seizures. Now, no one in McDonald's, there was an older woman who tried to stop them, and she was hit by one of the perpetrators, one of the black women who were beating up this white woman. And one of the employees of McDonald's was filming this assault, and I did not listen to the sound that was associated with this video. It wasn't necessary as far as I was concerned. I heard, I watched it, and that was sufficient for me. But I read the comments about what it was that the person who was filming this, an employee of McDonald's, what he was saying to these two black women who were beating this white woman up and saying to them, well, you better hurry up. The cops are coming, yo. You better hurry up and leave. And the manager of McDonald's, who happened to be black as well, couldn't be bothered to try to stop them, to prevent them from beating this woman up. And you watched her have seizures. And you know, I don't believe in the hate crime laws, because there is no crime of love. All crime is based on certainly not liking somebody, right? But I don't think that hate crimes, the designation of a hate crime, should exist, because then that elevates one group above another, and the groups that are elevated and who get special status with these hate crimes legislation happen to be minorities, not white people. But you know what, I believe in equal application of the law, that the color of your skin should not enter into it. But since we have this hate crime legislation, I'm just curious if the Attorney General Eric Holder, who says that we are a nation of cowards, I'm just curious whether or not Attorney General Eric Holder will find it necessary to intervene here and charge these two black women with hate crimes, because I think that was the motivating factor. And I also read that this woman happened to be a transvestite, I guess, which is absolutely irrelevant. It makes no difference to me if they want to dress in drag, if they're a transvestite, if they're gay. It's absolutely irrelevant. That is irrelevant. It was a crime. And who this person is isn't relevant. But if you're going to play that game with the hate crime legislation, and if you're going to play that hate card, then I think you better play the hate card not when the victim is black, not just when the victim is black, but when the victim is white as well. See, I'm all about equal justice, not special privileges, not special exemptions, not special rules that fit one group and not another. I'm all about right versus wrong. See, I think this whole hate crime legislation, I think it's a real bad policy. Because, you know, just like Orwell's Animal Farm, where some animals are more equal than others, and this is this whole social justice crap that we hear about every day. See, I think that the whole intent, we are all equally human, and we all should be treated equally. And I think that when you fail to do that, when justice is meted out unequally, I think that that is what creates the problems. And that's what we have here in this country today. See, now, I don't think that someone who's selling crack cocaine should get a longer sentence than someone who is selling powdered cocaine. I think if you're selling the drug, no matter what it is, you should be treated equally. And that, we have seen that in a lot of cases that hasn't been the case. And a lot of people who say, well, it's because the white people selling powdered cocaine, they wouldn't be as violent as, or it's not as damaging as, people who would be selling crack cocaine. And the bottom line is coke is coke is coke. It really makes no difference. So we've gone down this path in this country where we are giving certain rights to certain people, or privileges, I should say, and we are denying them to others. And see, there's just something intrinsically wrong with that. And I'm sure everybody out there who can hear my voice today, I believe they also agree that there's something intrinsically wrong with that. That people should be treated equally, no matter who they are, no matter how much money they have, no matter how little money they have, no matter what side of the tracks they come from, no matter what their lot in life happens to be, no matter what their color of skin is, no matter what their sexual orientation is, no matter what. They should be treated equally. And, you know, this is a slippery slope that we are on here, and it isn't right. And we need to get back to right versus wrong, not special group versus non-special group. So I'm just curious if Attorney General Eric Holder will say anything or do anything. And I'm just curious, I haven't seen where Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, two of the most infamous race hustlers in this country, I haven't seen where they came out and commented on what occurred in that McDonald's in Baltimore. I haven't seen them chime in to give their opinion, which they just love to do, and they always do. But, you know, that speaks volumes in itself, if you ask me. That it truly does. It truly does, and it's an interesting thing because both of them claim to be reverends, don't they? You know, I don't know. I remember when I was a kid, you could become a lot of things off a matchbook cover. The matches always had advertisements, so you could be an artist, or you could be this, or you could be that. You know, just send us 1995, and you could be most anything you wanted to be. So, you know, who knows? Maybe that's where Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson got their reverend titles. I don't know. Just saying. Just putting it out there. Little food for thought. So now, how about those post-it notes that are appearing all over the country talking about how's that Hopi changey stuff working for you? And I thought it was kind of, I think it's kind of a cute idea to do that. I think it's rather novel, and I think it, you know, I think that is a good way to get your message out there. So I'm suggesting that all the listeners out there who are listening to me start putting out post-it notes all around, not just about what's going on with the price of milk and butter and eggs and gasoline, but how about let's put it out there related to UN Agenda 21? Because what's really driving all of the stuff that's going on is this endgame agenda of United Nations Agenda 21, sustainable development, that really is the framework that is creating all of this stuff, whether you recognize it or not. This is Maggie. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and I will be right back. Hang on.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to contact me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. theunsolicitedopinion.com, and there is a tab. There are a lot of good tabs, and a lot of good information is on my website. But go to the tab, go to my website, and go to the tab entitled Dark Future UN Agenda 21, and I have links to all kinds of information that is really critical that you know, and so you need to really start. I know this is a station where the people that listen are very aware of what's going on, and so I just want to hammer this point home because I think it's so critical, but please become involved in fighting against UN Agenda 21. It is so necessary that we wake people up because it truly is us against them, those people who are pushing it. They are not on our side. They are against us. This is an agenda that is against American freedom and liberty. Make no mistake about it. They are not on your side. They use a lot of euphemistically, wonderfully sounding words that make it sound like it's so benign and it must be something good. But it isn't benign. It is a cancerous growth that is going to eat away this country. And it isn't something good. It is something truly that is so diabolical and evil that it's beyond comprehension. It's very difficult to get your arms around it. But it is very real and it is happening. And, I think a lot of the different things that, we see going on are really designed to be distractors so that people don't see this framework being built all around us to truly enslave us. We will be the slaves of the 21st century if we do not stop this. Slavery will be alive and well and back here in the United States if we do not prevent this sustainable development from being entirely implemented. We need to wake everybody up. People need to wake up, and they need to get in the game and fight against this. You need to stand up, and you need to fight against injustice and these things, no matter where they occur. And you can't be afraid. You cannot be afraid. There's no time for fear anymore. You have to stand up. And I say to people, listen, if you need a little backbone, call me. I'll help you out. I'm glad to share mine because one of the things I've been very blessed with is the courage to stand up and fight and speak out against injustice and stand up for the truth because the truth truly will set you free. So, listen, if you don't want to get in front, then you got to get behind and push. That's just the way it goes. We're not all going to be the lead dog in the Iditarod. There's only one lead dog. Doesn't matter. But there's a lot of us who can get behind and push. So if you can't, if you don't want to be in the front, that's okay. Just then get behind and push. That's all I got to say. But back to the post-it notes. I really do think that that's a good idea. So if you got some post-it notes hanging around, write some little ditties on there and start sticking them everywhere you go. Because that will draw people's attention. Post-it notes were a great idea, weren't they? The 3M created the post-it notes just out of, I can't remember the story exactly, but it was kind of just a fluke, I think, that they came up with the idea. But it certainly was a multi-million dollar idea, right? So, but start sticking the post-it notes around. In fact, I was at a meeting last night with some people who are involved with me here locally where I am trying to get people awake and fighting and recognizing the assault of sustainable development. And we were actually talking about that exact thing, using post-it notes to put them around and using political science that you see splashed or splattered all over the place, using those actually to draw attention to sustainable development, putting them out and about with some catchy phrases on there like what is sustainable development, one with the word what and one with the word is and one with sustainable on it, scatter them around so that people, move them around on a routine basis so people start to want to look and see what's going to be written on the sign next kind of a thing. Make kind of a game out of it so that we can draw attention to what is happening. And we need to do that sooner than later. It isn't something that you can't hold off. You can't say, okay, well, I'm too old. I don't want to do anything. I can't do anything. What can I do? I'm too old or... I'm too busy, or I'm working full time, I don't have time, I gotta clean the house, I gotta clean the toilet, I gotta cut the grass. We make a lot of excuses for not getting involved, but that's only gonna be the death of us. It's only going to be you're only enslaving yourself by not getting involved. See, we're helping in our own demise by not standing up. And you have to. You have to. You got to find bravery somewhere. You got to get it from somewhere, and you got to stand up. You got to get in the fight. You got to support the people who are standing up. If you can't do anything, you're, you know, I hate to think of. I was just trying to think of some analogies, and of course, I was thinking about the Lion and the Wizard of Oz. You know, and you know, not everybody is blessed with the same gifts. We all are different, and we all have different gifts. And some are great writers, and some are great artists, and some are you know, skilled mathematicians, and some are great athletes, and you know, no one has a market on all the skills out there, that's for sure. But you know, everybody has something that they can contribute, and I believe that everybody does. So whatever you may have, you need to help out the cause, because this cause, this fight that I'm in, my show, bringing guests on who fight against sustainable development, it benefits me, but it also benefits you. Because if we don't win, I know, and I've said this before on the show, and some of you may have heard it, I knew in kindergarten I wasn't going to make a good slave. And I have been a horse of a different color my entire life, and that is never going to change. And I am just not one of those people who you can say, oh, go sit down and shut up and go sit in the corner there. It doesn't work for me. So get in the game. Get in the fight. That's what you need to do. I was reading something, this is a different topic entirely, I was reading about the iPhones and that tracking device that's in there, and I guess Steve Jobs said that there wasn't anything like that. They didn't put any kind of a tracking mechanism. I don't know the exact terminology because I'm really not one of these, I'm not a computer whiz or tech or any of that. I'm not technologically savvy, but whatever it was in their iPhones, he said there was no problem, but they were going to fix the problem anyway. They were going to fix the flaw in it. So, I mean, if it didn't exist, they wouldn't have to fix it, would they? I'll tell you, you can't make this stuff up. Hang on, everybody. I will be right back in a couple of minutes. So hang on. The Unsolicited Opinion.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hey everybody. This is Maggie, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I wanted to read something that Charlton Heston had given the speech, but I don't know. I've only got a few minutes left, so I don't really think I'm going to have enough time to get through it. But it's about the cultural war. So maybe I will read it next week when I'm back on the air next Tuesday, 9 a.m. Mountain Time, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. And, of course, I'm on Micro 1650 on Sundays at noon Eastern Time. And played daily, replayed daily on NetTalk World and TalkStream Live. Plus, you can podcasts of my show are up on my website, and you can go and listen to podcasts of my show, all of the different guests that I have on, and links to their websites are always up there as well. But, you know, I was thinking about our soldiers that are in Afghanistan and Iraq and in Libya. There are some boots on the ground there as well. And, you know, I've been thinking about the rules of engagement that these our soldiers, our brave men and women, are forced to fight under. And, you know, war is war, and people die in a war. And there are villagers and people in war torn areas that fight that didn't necessarily have a weapon in their hands, but they die. War has casualties associated with it. And, you know, I have read a lot of different things about the rules of engagement and how our soldiers have had straitjackets put on them, and that in so many instances they are not able to fight back, and that we are endangering them, not just because they're in a war environment, which is, of course, danger in and of itself, but we're even endangering them even more so because of these rules of engagement that have been imposed on our men and women who are fighting, and they are in harm's way. And it's absolutely outrageous. It's ludicrous. And people need to, they really need to get involved in drawing attention to that. And I was thinking about a lot of the different people that were killed recently in Afghanistan. Just recently, an Afghani military officer killed 9 NATO troops, and then an Afghan soldier killed 6 American troops. And then, I mean, this isn't even an all-inclusive list. An Afghani dressed as a cop killed 2 U.S. soldiers, and then another Afghani said he was offended by his German partners, so he killed them. And then another Afghani shot and killed the Italian soldiers who were cleaning their weapons. I mean, you know, there's a real problem in these wars that we're fighting, and are they going to be the endless wars? Is this going to be like George Orwell's 1984, where we were always at war with one group or another, and the opponent, our enemy, changed? You know, we're at war with Eurasia, and then we're at war with I don't know, I think it was Oceania, I can't remember exactly right now, but you know, you can't win a war if the soldiers aren't allowed to defend themselves. I know one of the rules are that if they're attacked, our soldiers can't search the homes without an Afghani national security force present with them. And oftentimes they don't get permission to fire back when they are fired upon. And sometimes they can't fire at the enemy due to there may be women and children around, and so they can't fire back at the enemy who fires at them. And then I've heard that if the enemy fires at them and then they drop their weapon, they're not entitled to fire back at the enemy who just tried to kill them. I mean, this is nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense. And our soldiers are in harm's way over there. And you know what, quite frankly, for what? For what? 10 years later. What are we getting? Anyway, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Hang in there, everybody. Better days are coming. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website. Get in touch with me. I'll be back. Listen Sunday at noon, micro1650am.com, if you want to hear more.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you